This is Dolores, and I'm with Una Farrell at Step Change, which is a debt charity. Hi, Una, could you just give me some information? We're talking about Wonga and payday loan companies.
Well, payday lending is something that has really exploded in the UK over the past few years as people have struggled financially in the downturn. Many have turned to these lenders, but also because a lot of them are, you know, advertising online, and people can avail of them this way. But unfortunately, as a debt charity, we're at the sharp end of this, and we've seen a massive rise in people coming to us with these type of loans. And the particular issues we have seen a massive rise in people coming to us with multiple payday loans. And also just the amounts they owe is going up. For example, the average payday loan that people have is now greater than their monthly income. But there's other issues too. For example, they have many of these lenders have very aggressive collection practices. They also abuse a thing called continuous payment authority, whereby they are given permission to take money from people's accounts, but they abuse it and they take money when they're not supposed to. And they also don't do proper affordability checks, and hence the reason why we see a massive rise in people with, you know, loans they just can't afford, and just the general rise in people coming to us. So it's a big issue, and it is being tackled. The OFT, they did a compliance review and they produced a report in March. And they're also writing to the 50 biggest payday lenders and will be asking them to basically improve their practices or they'll take action. So the charity will be monitoring this, and we hope to see a decline in people coming to us with payday loans, because it's, you know, personal debt, and particularly one that spirals so quickly. It's just it's an incredible burden for someone to have to live with. And we would really like to see the industry to improve itself and for less people to be coming to us with these type of loans.
When you say multiple payday loans, are you saying that one person can go and get loans from different companies like over a day or a week?
They can, and they can they can also take multiple loans from a particular company. I mean, many are actually taking out one payday loan to repay another. So it's just, and you know, this is expensive credit, and it becomes increasingly expensive, you know, if you can't repay what you owe at the end of the month. So it's very difficult for people to deal with, and that's why I'd urge people to really only, you know, really only, you know, take out one of these loans if they can definitely repay it at the end of the month, but really look elsewhere for credit.
So you're saying if it's an emergency, maybe take it, pay it and get out?
Yeah, and actually if it's an emergency, look, you know, if it's your boiler has just broken or something like that, can you borrow money from a friend? You know, is there any other way? Could you repay something in instalments? Because I think many people regret taking out payday loans.
Well, thank you very much. Thanks very much.
You're welcome.